Good evening. Welcome to tonight's City Council meeting for the Mesa City Council for Monday, January 11th, 2010. Our first meeting of the new year, so we welcome everyone back. My name is Mayor Scott Smith, and as always, it's an honor and a privilege for me to serve and to conduct this meeting. We'll begin this evening's meeting with an invocation by first reader Tracy Sullivan of the Christian Science Church. Afterwards, we'll be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by Councilmember Dina Higgins. We'd also like to excuse Councilmember Alex Finter, who's out of town and not with us this evening. So would you please rise for the invocation and the pledge? Thank you.
In thinking about tonight's meeting, I was reminded of a hymn that was written some years ago to be sung to the Ode to Joy from Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. It was said that these words were similar to the original in strength and confidence. This hymn seems fitting as a prayer for a new year, its challenges and hope for progress. Let's pray. Father, we, your loving children, lift our hearts in joy today, knowing well that you will keep us ever in your upward way. You are love and you are wisdom. You are life and you are all. In your spirit, living, moving, we can neither faint nor fall. Father of us all, as we seek your blessing for our work, for our community, we turn to you with confidence and with humility, and our hearts and our thoughts are lifted out of what would seem perplexing, confusing, or limiting. And we pray that through your guidance and wise counsel, always trusting in your goodness, we learn, we grow, we make progress. We humbly admit our need of you and joyfully affirm that you meet our needs. Another part of the hymn we began with offers this prayer. Come we daily then, dear Father, open hearts and willing hands, eager ears, expectant, joyful, ready for your right commands. Amen.
Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. We'd now like to proceed with the mayor's welcome.
Welcome to the Mesa City Council meeting. Thank you for your interest and participation in the City of Mesa. At this time, please turn off or select the vibrate option on all cell phones or pagers while the meeting is in progress. If you would like to speak on any items, please fill out one of the blue cards located in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. You also may ask for an item to be removed from the consent agenda. Items on the consent agenda are read into the record and voted on in one motion. On zoning cases, comments from citizens are made after the applicant presents their case, and we ask that you limit your comments to 3 minutes. At the end of tonight's meeting, under items from citizens present, there is an opportunity for 3 citizens to speak on any issue, with a maximum of 3 minutes each. When the mayor calls your name, please step up to the podium and state your name and address and make your comments. The timer on the wall to the right of the City Council will keep track of your time. The City of Mesa operates under a council district system, with a mayor elected at large. The mayor of Mesa is Scott Smith, serving his first term. There are 6 districts in Mesa, and here are your elected council members. In District 1, Dave Richens represents Northwest Mesa. In District 2, Alex Finner represents Central and South Central Mesa. In District 3, Dennis Cavanaugh represents Southwest Mesa. In District 4, Kyle Jones represents Downtown Mesa and the area south of downtown. In District 5, Dina Higgins represents Northeast Mesa. And in District 6, Scott Summers represents Southeast Mesa. Information about your council members and the City of Mesa is available online at www.mesaaz.gov. All City Council meetings are broadcast live and then rebroadcast on Mesa Channel 11. To view the programming schedule, log on to mesachannel11.com.
First item we'd like to address tonight is to thank those members who have served so diligently on one of our boards and commissions, which is going through a transformation. Last month, this council approved a plan to change the process by which zoning cases in the square mile, the downtown, or town center, or however you want to call it, are processed, and to transfer that responsibility to the planning and zoning. Prior to that, that responsibility had been vested in the Downtown Development Committee. Because of the legalistic nature of transferring that responsibility, technically the Downtown Development Committee was disbanded and was eliminated. And tonight, because of that action, we want to thank those who have served on it. Now, the reason why I go through that background is to say that although the legalistic nature of what we were doing through the ordinance required the disbandment, is that a new word now? I think it is. The abandonment or the elimination of this committee, this is just a first step, because we value so much the input that this committee has had, and we value the service that the members of this committee have given over the many years, the 2+ decades that this function had been in place, that we won't want people to think that this is just going to fade into the sunset. We hope that those of you who have been serving will continue to serve. We will find a new mechanism to have input, formal input, from the citizens of Mesa as it relates to the downtown area. It may not have the same legal process. It may not handle planning and zoning cases as those have been transferred, but we certainly value the input that all citizens have on any board or commission that they participate in. So while we are thanking you, we hope this is not the last time we get to thank you. We ask you to please stay involved. We ask you to look forward as we work through some nuances and figuring out how we might have a formal committee or commission. I don't know what we will call it, but there will be a process at some time in the future where we can have some formalized input as it relates to downtown issues. There are many other ways that we can be involved. For example, the vice mayor is now heading up a stakeholder group as it relates to downtown development in relation to the light rail. And there are many other things. So please, I hope we don't misunderstand this as a lessening of our desire to have our citizens be involved. And I wish to thank all of you who have served. We are now, I know not everyone could be here tonight, but we do have a few of the members of the Downtown Development Committee. Would like to present them with little awards or symbols of our appreciation from the city. And I'm going to ask the vice mayor if he'd help me out on this. And I'll go down in front, and when members of the committee, if you are here, as the vice mayor calls your name, if you'd come down here, would love to give you the recognition and to take your picture for the records, and so you can have it and all that. So, Vice Mayor? Okay.
Thank you, Mayor. I want to echo my appreciation for the work of the DDC and what they've done for developing downtown. And I know, looking out here, that not all the members that we're going to recognize are here, but there are some. So first, is Joseph Campbell here? No, and I don't see Steve Chukri. Carrie Clough? Thank you. Dr. Adam Decker. Linda Flick. All right, Gary Gallagher. Gregory Holtz. And Vern Mathern. And Dean Taylor. I don't see Dean. That's it. Thank you.
And once again, thank you. Some great people who serve in this community, and we really appreciate all that you do and look forward to working with you long into the future. So thank you so very much. The next item on our agenda is the consent agenda. Consent agenda will be read in by Kevin Christopher. Kevin?
Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you will be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed from the consent agenda, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license for Mesa Arts Foundation, one-day event on January 30th, 1 East Main Street. Item 3B, this item has been continued to the February 8th council meeting. Item 3C, act on liquor license for CVS Pharmacy, 2809 South Sossaman Road. Item 3D, act on liquor license for Walgreens, 1159 East Southern Avenue. Item 3C, act on liquor license for Walgreens, 9233 East Guadalupe Road. Item 3F, act on liquor license for Cajun Seafood Corner, 2051 South Dobson Road, Suite 18. Item 3G, act on liquor license for Pachuca Mexican Grill, 4545 East McKellips Road. Item 3H, act on liquor license for Silk's American Grill, 2036 North Gilbert Road. Item 3I, act on liquor license for Vito's Pizza and Restaurant, 1947 North Lindsay Road. Item 4A, act on bingo application for Good Life Resort, 3403 East Main Street. Item 5A, act on contract to replace air diaphragm pumps and centrifugal pumps. Item 5B, act on contract to purchase AV system for Police Tactical Support Center. This is fully funded by the Asset Forfeiture RICO funds. Item 5C, act on contract to purchase 6 replacement vehicles for city departments. Item 5D, act on contract to purchase 1 conventional semi-tractor for fire department. This is fully funded by the Federal Homeland Security Program Urban Area Initiative Grant. Item 5E, act on contract for apparatus intercom equipment. Item 5F, act on contract to purchase 4 replacement mixer drives with motors. Item 5G, act on term contract for dust and erosion control services and acrylic copolymer. This is funded through Mesa's federal environmental compliance fee revenue. Item 5H, act on renewal of term contract for asphalt materials. Item 5I, act on contract for traffic signal uninterruptible power supply units. Item 5J, act on contract to purchase voice logging recorder for the police department. This is fully funded by the American Recovery and Reinvestment Justice Department grant. Item 5K, act on contract to purchase leak detection system for Water Resources Department. Item 5L, act on contract for Desert Well Number 21 equipping phase, funding available in the Water Bond Program. Item 5M, act on contract for wastewater line video inspection. Item 5N, act on contract for Arizona Museum for Youth Expansion, funding's available in the approved fiscal year 09-10 Arts and Cultural Capital Program. Item 6A, introduce ordinance amending Title 11 of the Mesa City Code as it applies to the Planning and Zoning Board, Downtown Development Committee, and Design and Review Board. Item 7A, act on resolution approving grant funds for 2 victim notification clerks. Item 7B, act on resolution approving grant funds for traffic enforcement programs. Item 7C, act on resolution approving intergovernmental agreement with the Flood Control District of Maricopa County for Broadway Road and 72nd Street drainage improvements. Funding is available in the Street Bond Program. Item 7D, act on resolution approving intergovernmental agreement for new storm drain system on Broadway Road west of Mesa Drive. Funding is available in the Street Bond Program. Item 8A, act on ordinance amending Mesa City Code regarding prohibiting turns from driveways. Item 9A, act on subdivision plat Longbow Business Park, Lot 6, replat 5722 East McDowell Road. And item 10A, act on accepting city's comprehensive annual financial report for fiscal year ending June 30th, 2009. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. Is there any item that a member of the council would like to remove from the consent agenda? I have a request from one citizen to remove item 3A from the consent agenda, so we will not be acting on item 3A. I have a motion from Councilmember Kavanaugh we just switched over to the P&Z on our board here. So Councilmember Kavanaugh to approve the consent agenda, and a second by Vice Mayor Jones, I believe. We able to vote? Yep. Okay, please vote. The vote is 6-0 in the affirmative with Council Member Finter absent. The consent agenda is approved. To explain what happened is that this is all electronic, and the city council members didn't show up on the screen. the planning and zoning members. So actually, well, forget it. It's just confusing. I'm already confused enough as it is, and this really confused me, but we figured it out. Item 3A now. This is the liquor license application for the Mesa Arts Center Foundation for a one-day charitable event. We have a request to speak from Mr. Ben Clark. Mr. Clark? You want to come on up here to the... Oh, okay, that's all right. Come on up here to the podium, and you have 3 minutes, sir. And if you'd state your, restate your name and address for the record, please.
Thank you. My purpose here tonight is to introduce an organization that has recently been started in Arizona. It's called the MACV Foundation, and it stands for Mobilizing Americas for Combat Veterans. And we want to make it known to you so we can hopefully help your veterans in Mesa and other cities in Arizona, that we will have a professional group of people who are either veterans or non-veterans. And we just wanted you to be aware that we're out here, and if you do have problems, we can assist you with helping those guys and ladies come back to the real world and try to pick up where they left off. And my name is Ben Clark, and the mayor has my card. You can reach me at that number if you do have someone that you have concern over, and we'll certainly bring the team with us and try to work it out for you. MACV Foundation.
MACV. Thank you very much, sir.
Appreciate it. Allow me to be here.
Thank you for your comments. Okay, we'll entertain a motion for item 3A. We have a motion by Councilmember Kavanaugh, second by the Vice Mayor. Is there any further discussion? Please vote. The vote is 6-0 in the affirmative with Councilmember Finter absent. Next item on the agenda is items from citizens present. Ms. Crocker, do we have any requests to speak from citizens?
No requests, Mayor.
Okay. We have a motion to adjourn by Councilmember Summers, a second by the Vice Mayor.
Yes.
You just nodded. Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you so very much. We appreciate it.